Okay. Would you recall anything else like liver pudding or liverwurst or liver mush or liver sausage? Or?
I'd call it liverwurst.
Okay. Did you ever hear of anything that was made out of hog blood?
Blood sausage.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I don't want to know either. Don't ever want to have any.
Have you ever heard somebody taking the juice from like head cheese or from liver sausage or something and cooking it with, stirring it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and they cook it and then later after it gets cold they slice it and fry it?
Good Lord, no.
Suppose you kept butter too long, it didn't taste good. What would you say tastes?
Rancid.
Okay. Thick sour milk that people used to keep on hand, they called?
Clabber.
Okay, what is it you make out of clabber?
I don't know.
Okay. you can buy it at the grocery store now, it's a little white lumpy stuff.
Cottage cheese.
Okay, do you have any other names for that?
No.
Okay. No German names?
I'm sure there are, but I don't know them.
Okay. Oh, well, I was going to ask you. Okay, your family was German, right?
Mm-hmm.
When, does your mother or father, so it was your father's side that was German?
No, my mother's.
Your mother's side is German. Did your mother speak any German?
Yes.
Do you speak any German?
No. Unfortunately, but I want to learn. They used to speak it around her house. That was the second language, or the first language, whichever way you looked at it.
Yeah. Well,
and they all spoke it amongst themselves.
Which one did she speak first, do you suppose?
English? Oh, English. Because she was born in England, and although they came over here when early, but I imagine English was always her first language.
Uh-huh. Did they ever speak German in the home when you were growing up?
No.
Okay.
Only, you know, just phrases, but...
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, when you milk a cow, I don't know, the milk could have hairs or something in it, and so you might have to pour it through a fine cloth, and you'd say you're what?
Straining.
Okay. What do you call something that's a kind of a fruit pie, except, yeah, it's a kind of fruit pie, and it has several layers of, like, apples and dough.
Cobbler.
Okay, anything else you might call it?
No.
Okay. If somebody has a good appetite, you might say, he really does like to put away his...
food.
Okay. And what would you call milk or cream that's mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I might try it.
Doesn't sound bad, does it? Food taken between regular meals you'd call a...
snack.
Okay. Would that be a large or small one?
Small.
Okay. You might say, I will, what, breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I will fix breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Okay, and after you fix it, then you're going to?
Eat it.
Okay. And yesterday at that time, I had already?
Eaten.
Okay. And last week, I, what, breakfast every day?
Ate breakfast every day.
Okay. If you wanted some coffee and there wasn't any ready, you'd have to get up and go?
Make some coffee.
Okay. What do you drink when you're just plain thirsty?
Water.
Okay, and usually you drink it out of a...
glass.
Okay. And you might say that glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
Okay. And you might say, I didn't mean to...
break the glass.
But somebody has...
broken it.
Okay. You might say, we sure do something, a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water.
Okay. And if I ask you how much did you drink, you might say, I...
drank a lot.
Okay. You say again?
Drank a lot.
Okay. But then you might ask me, how much have you...
had to drink.
Okay. Or if you were...
How much have you drunk? How much water have you drunk?
You have no idea what panic that phrase causes.